Journey to Pentecost, week 8, day 122, May the 22nd, 2024. Handle with care. The scripture for today comes from Numbers, the 4th chapter, verses 15b and 16 from the New King James Version. These are the things in the tabernacle of meeting, which the sons of Kohath are to carry. The appointed duty of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, is the oil for the light, the sweet incense, the daily grain offering, the anointing oil, the oversight of all the tabernacle, of all that is in it, with the sanctuary and its furnishings. Devotional. Every house has its rules. The courthouse, the schoolhouse, your house, and even the Lord's house. Not any and everything can go on in these houses. There are certain rules we must follow in each of these houses. When you enter the courthouse, you must be very quiet and stand when the judge enters. There is no talking when the judge is talking or while proceedings are going on. The schoolhouse requires no running in the halls, and no disrespect to teachers, faculties, and students. Your house, well, every house has its own set of rules, but one rule is for certain. You do not enter your parents' room without permission. You always knock on the bathroom door before entering, and you always lock the door when leaving the house. The Lord's house is a sacred place, much like the courthouse, the schoolhouse, and your house. Some have their own set of rules, but there are a few rules that are neutral. There is no running in the sanctuary, no unnecessary walking on the pulpit. The altar is to be handled with care, and you must put your finger up when you have to go to the bathroom. Smiley face. In this scripture, God outlined what was and what wasn't allowed in his house and who was responsible for its care. Aaron's son was responsible for the oil used for lighting the tabernacle, the fragrance used to make it smell good, the grain offering that people would bring to the tabernacle, the oil the priest used when anointing the people, the tent in which the congregation would gather in, and everything that was holy in it, including the furniture. That's how we are to watch over the things of God. We all have a responsibility to make sure the things of God are kept holy and separated from anything carnal, even the furniture. That means there should be no paper left on the pews, no gum put under the bottom, and no standing on the chairs. It may sound like a bit much, but God's house is a sacred place, and this scripture solidifies its sacredness. As we move through Pentecost, let us value the tabernacle of God and take care of it as Eleazar was instructed. Handle with care. Prayer. Lord, we thank you for entrusting us with your house. Let us not make your house a house of thieves. Let us not misuse or misrepresent your house. In Jesus' name, amen.